Blog Talk Radio.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking
protection of the Almighty God. Exhale.
down sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Don't try to compete with anyone, no. Accept what God has given you. Or accept what God has given me for this day. Stop. Don't try to compete. Don't try to go shopping and impress. Don't try Glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for what He's given you. Don't get in there. Don't rebuke the spirit of jealousy. Rebuke the spirit of that competition. Yes, right now. Hallelujah. Be grateful for what you have. Yes. Oh, reaching, trying to get more. Let God be your satisfied. Let the Almighty God. In the name of Yeshua, you Father, be your pastor, Yeshua. Has given and provided. Hallelujah. Some people know, you know, that what we're considered all, but they have turmoil in their marriage, turmoil in their business, turmoil in their relationships. And they walk around with $1 million suits on. You know, they can't even answer their own. Yeah, I don't think that's a beautiful life. Don't listen to what the doctor said. Just inhale, and just kind of move. Thank you. Woo! Thank you. And lean. He won't let you fall. That you can lean on. Woo! He said, nah, I'll let you go. Wait. Your way become a problem for me. Because I got my own. And I need to lean on somebody. You can lean on it. You won't let us go.
Hallelujah.
Woo! That's a good thing. Come on, man. That's a good thing. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. The very breath we breathe. Hallelujah. The Almighty Master. That's everything. Yes. I know that some of us would like to think that we control everything. I control everything. And when I can control everything, you lie. Take that lie back. Everything for that lie. Because you mess up. Yes, indeed. And you can't fix what you mess up. No, you didn't mess up. And you cannot fix what you messed up. You can just keep trying to get worse and worse. And then, oh, Lord, help me. Well, we should have said, Lord, help me. I'm not even so good. Oh, put a smile on your face. Thank you, Father. This is a good day. Yes, it is. I'm just so excited. So great is this song. So going into the third year. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. Is this song. And I would have to be the Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Tried on every side. Oh my God. Woo! Those yourself that love in me. but God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God loves us with an everlasting love. So ever forget. I don't care if the whole world is against you. I don't care. I don't care. The whole world is before you. You really know that you're in trouble. Then that's something that's not right. That's right. More than anything we've been asked. He's better than mom and dad. For there is no love in hair and then love in distinction. Remember how anxious man. You rest in the knowledge and you do the job. You rest in knowledge. Tell this man, relax, and let go. Ah, stick on my. Oh, glory. Oh, you got that too. Oh, hallelujah. What is it that he wants you to do today? Yes, the Lord. Yes, I stick on my. Oh, what is it that you will have for me to do today? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. So used to call it Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, now, my dear friends, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant in the street. So this is long called. Well, what is a remnant? A remnant is a little piece of the whole. Which is a little piece of the whole. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. And when the Almighty God, hey God, when the Almighty God birthed this through, you're going to see what we do. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. These Christmas come forth. Hallelujah. What Christmas? That's right. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There's an appointed time, a set time for it to come for us. Yes. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, Almighty. Ooh. Ooh. Father, Almighty God. In the name of Yeshua, we come. Even you pray, bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. We praise you for this day. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for cleansing us. Giving us for every word, thought, attitude, and deed. Yes, Lord, that we have committed against you. Yes, oh, faithful mind. Oh, we're going to need that. God, and God know me, and I have no thought. There's no excuse, because you give us strength and power. You made us where we can have control. Oh, Almighty God, hallelujah, not lose what you give us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You empowered us. You anointed us. Not self-control, but Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, that rest. Hallelujah, Crystal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, that we can choose not to do what's wrong. We thank you, Almighty. We glorify hip hop step on that. Ooh, with you we can do all things. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you can open our mind, understanding, touch our heart, touch our ears, that we hear you and another, we will know them. Thank you. Lord. You have rulership. You have ownership. We belong to you. And he said, also mine. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We belong to you. You paid a price for us. Who would redeem us back? Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace, your grace, your love, your peace, your joy. We thank you for the measure of faith that you have given each and every one of us. The red lines made you a shepherd. Thank you, Lord, for giving us favor with you and allowing us to have favor with you wherever our name is. Yes, Lord, we find favor. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, every negative word, hallelujah, that's spoken over us, children of grandchildren, we rebuke it and allow it to never come back. Never to return, Almighty God. We thank you, praise you, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, our children walking in the circle of your blessing, hallelujah, and your protection, Almighty God. You order to set and all those who have no one to call you or lift them up. We lift them up before you, Almighty God. Rumba precious are they in your sight, Almighty God. Riddance and help from the sanctuary. Cover them, Mama Sickle. Lead them to safe places, Almighty God. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Rumba Sickle, my.
Hey!
those that we can't see. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you for understanding the word. Hallelujah. Yours is the life. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And not just you, as you say, with him, and said, and the Holy Spirit, too. Yes, Lord, give us clarity and understanding how that we may be students of your word. Yes, Lord, students of your word. Not ashamed to be righteous and holy, and sanctified. God is set apart. Hallelujah. Ambassadors. Ah, hallelujah. 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 Ambassadors. Yes, Lord. Glory be to you. Oh, we give you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you, Father. So good. And we belong to you. Thank you. So much that we love you. Give us clarity and understanding and strength in the will to keep this. Your will. Yes. And they will be followed. Yes. Oh, my brothers and sisters, never glad again that I would see all of this chaos, all of this. But we lift up the body of Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah. You be the light of the world, hallelujah. Be the light. And not like we dim our to be like the Lord, and we get caught up and all some creatures and I see you and I think it's gimmick that we can get paid so we can get sad. So remove all the tricks our faith. Now, direct in on you, all of the people to fight our battles and give us strength to walk for the high places. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yay. Hallelujah. Oh, the living the earth that never knew you. Oh, thank God. Oh, yes, it's a mile. Somebody to be in you. We may think of us, the community. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Let us have that sense of urgency. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Each one of us will do our part. Yes, Lord, in the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Each one of us doing our part. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. To do our part. Can't be our brother over here, and we can't look like him. You made us, God made us some different. Father, you made us some different. Even the babes are not the same. Our fingerprints are not the same. Oh, God. Oh, you called us. small work. You identify us as we unique in our own way. Let us embrace who you have called us and you have made us and the work you have made. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to be like you. I don't want to be like you. I can't copy you. And then what do I do with me? You need to think about that. If I copy you, then what about you? No, no. We can stand together, that's for sure. Hallelujah. Yeah, I can get so sidetracked. And I get excited about the word. And I want to do a couple of things. I want to talk about the longer thing. When we pray, there is some under one at St. Paul in Savannah. We had a prayer group, and my Lord, I don't know what to do with that. But these ladies can pray. But I didn't get intimidated or jealous. I just wanted to be in the atmosphere. I wanted to be a part. And each one of us had our own, what can I say, issues. Nobody else. We all had our own battles. But when I look now and I see, made it through. In spite of the battle, in spite of the the errors in the life, started peeling off layer by layer. Not this thing. Some had those who picked them up and pulled them to the side and led them and gave them good instructions and led them to good places in the world. Others had to struggle hard and it was almost as if they were without anyone giving them any direction. And not that they didn't want it, but it just didn't happen that way. Each life has a unique story of its own. And I think that some of the ladies that I know who really have gone on and doing awesome work and sort of thing. God is good. He knows what he's doing. And when we're in, I like to encourage someone who's in a dark place. And I know there are some, yeah, we could be getting to your place, but you won't be saying that. We got to get away from that foolishness. We all have dark places or have had dark places. And it's not that make one better than the other because one tries to encourage. And the reason that we can encourage is because we've been there, done that. God is on your side. God loves you. And he loves you with an everlasting love. And I think about being gold. That keeps us on. It's put in a place where all the dross must come off. And when it does, the pure gold that you see. And there may be some who's going through that fire right now. And if you've ever been in it, you won't be so apt to, or if you find yourself in a way to you don't know what I'm going to do. Please, please, please. but it's a reminder that God is there. And I know that you'll feel like, ain't no way God could be here with you. He wouldn't let them. There is a tomorrow. There is a tomorrow. And I don't say it lightly. But God is there with you. With you. Don't stop praying. Don't stop giving him praise. And the tears don't flow. Don't, you know, people, oh, you got faith, you wouldn't be crying. Tears are there to release and relieve you. Let the tears go and give you what you need for each moment. You will have them. And he allow you to go through. And then in your kindness, you will be able to tell him. You will be alright. As a matter of fact, it's alright. Alright. God can. You don't understand. You understand far more than you can do. God's family. You'll come out. Over the side of your side. As you go. Sit for the master's feet. Don't go through more than you. Instead, I will sit. God is in control. Hallelujah. Amen. Winging on the moon. God. Pray that you remove the weight. As we started off this morning, inhaling and letting go, relaxing, leaning on our phone. Yeah. Love in the midst. My son, he's gone on now a song in the middle of it. He said, Mom, you never heard it. I said, no, baby, I've never heard of this song. And he said, I want to play it for you in the middle of it. My reminder when I listen to it. The maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yeah, you can shout on that. Yes, Lord. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. My father and my mother forsake me. This is the Lord God Almighty. Will lift me up. Hallelujah. 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 We need to holler. Woo! Glory, just need to holler. Holler. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. If you're on the job, you might need to go outside to the parking lot and go in your car and go, oh! Hey! Oh! No! Woo! Three times and then come back. Hey! Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, got that out. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, glory, glory, glory. I think when we know that we have a relationship, we're in a relationship with Almighty God, you're humble, you're meek, you're not boastful. You're not prideful. Mm-mm. You're not arrogant. No. Just have a smile when you say it. And you hear the voice. And I go, be still. Yeah. I was going to say unfortunate. Somebody lose their job. Did you work good? Doing your work good? The people. Mm-hmm. rainy, and we thank you, Lord, that you never miss a meal. All your bills will be paid. And that for the same, God will provide you with another chance. Whatever direction he will have you. And you, somebody who's going to have a lot of chances. It's their time. You don't take that for granted. But we pray that before they leave on that, you're able to pray with them if they won't stay. And pray with them if they work for you. My dear friend, Mother Diane, you've heard me talk about this ever so often. She is saying, God's will must be done. Not mine, not yours. God's will must be done. And it will be. That's right. Well, we thank the Lord for his will and his way. That's right. And for giving us the peace to accept his will. And I know that's a mouthful. Yeah. But our heart can get broken if we can. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand. But through it all. And then some of you are about to have the biggest surprise of your life. For you have given up on things you thought of that can never be, and boom! We all, God knows that we all need a boom in our life. And you just give us a boom. Ah, everything is not boom now. He gives us a boom, and you go like, oh my God! You have one of those moments and seasons in your life. But I would say this to you. The Lord bless you exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Do not, our brothers and our sisters, do not forget from whence you come. Do not become so arrogant and that God is this disgusted that he would do this for you, because now look at you, you're not the same, but you are the same. Listen to what I'm saying. All of that was in you all along. You were just waiting for an opportunity to come out. So pray, 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 pray. You can get blessings, material blessings, and it'll knock you out. You don't know how to handle it. You're not mature enough. I've seen people that don't even look like the same people. Well, what happened? What? Ooh, ugly. Arrogant. Yeah. Oh, all manners of things. You cannot let anything, because the world is shifting. God does not. Transitioning. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, well, what? I thought you were going to talk about prayer. Listen to this. When we pray, have our faith or mind. We pray and make our request known to our Father. And when we pray knowing that we have what we pray. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that there are oftentimes we pray and you say, well, Lord, I prayed, I believe, I have faith. But there's a but. You're praying that somebody does not pass, and they pass. Lord, why did you let them? It
was their time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this baby had a whole life in front of them. I pray that I have faith in you that it happens.
That's not a good feeling. Give me strength. Give us strength to understand that something God, he's our Father. He knows the plans and the thoughts for each world on this earth. Sometimes he allows us to experience things that are tough. Yeah. And it's very tough. And yet, well, there's no system for you. You pray. You pray. That's rebellious. That's not a good attitude. But we said, thy will be done. And pray that is his will. And because we believe and trust him. So we have to believe and trust that he has the last word in it. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds a little contrary, but it's still the truth. We walk in faith that our God hears us, and we walk that we pray the will of God. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, he's been known to turn negative situations around like that. Give us strength. Give us the courage to understand that we're in the kingdom and he has the final word. Everything is not yet. Everything is you got it. But we ask God for the strength to do. And at the end, we go like, law. Now I understand. But you can't operate on what you don't understand. So prayer is communicating, powerful of communicating with God. And the beauty of it, when I first started this broadcast, I had the feeling of being in the garden. And can you imagine sitting and talking with the Lord as Adam did in the Garden of Eden? Well, we do that in prayer. When we sit and meditate and just begin to think of his goodness and tell him how wonderful he is and how much he was, even the places that you didn't understand and you don't understand, and asking him and thanking him for leading you and guiding you, and just being quiet. Just being quiet. Just sitting there in his presence. And the silence is so beautiful. You know, just sit in the presence. You know, we've talked about tea time with Jesus. And tea time, when you have tea, it's always nice to have it with a cup of tea with a friend. That's nice. Think about it. You're having quiet time, meditating on the Word of God, meditating on his goodness, with a friend. Isn't that just quiet time where, and you have your pen and paper, and you just, as he gives you, you just write it down and he shares it. And then you open your Bible, and you read in his Word. That's been a rich time with the Father. And he's allowing understanding and clarity, because you want to be there. You you're accepting the invitation and you're the umbrella of prayer. Prayer can be a lot of things. You don't have to be as vocal as you are, as we are a lot of times when we pray. We can be just as quiet. And other times, we can be loud. But spending that beautiful time, he didn't take it all away from us. He allowed us to come to him. And we can pray. We can't see him, but he makes his presence known to us. His presence known to us when we take heed and come. Hallelujah. Glory. Then that quality time. Just the two. Thank you, Lord. And then it turns to lay on the floor. Bless you, my soul, and you. Thank you, Father. I thank you for your mercy, Father. Oh, it sounds cliche, but I thank you for your mercy.
Hey, I've experienced your mercy, God. Hallelujah, Father. I've experienced it, and I thank you for it. Oh, Lord. When your relationship is sore, love the relationship with you, not sure, but I want a relationship with you. I want a good relationship with you. Oh, glory. Tell us to learn of it. He gave us 66 bucks. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And so when we begin to pray, you have spent quality time with the Master. Ooh, glory. Oh, my second mind. You have spent wonderful time. Sweet hours of prayer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you know he hears you. You know you hear him. You have a relationship. And that's all I understand. When you pray, know you have a relationship. With the Creator. Hallelujah. The Maker and the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Father, we bless you. We thank you for allowing us to have this relationship with you. Hallelujah. That we can be called one of your own. Yes, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for the relationship. There's some that say the relationship makes, Lord, it does. Makes the difference. Thank you, Lord. You can go and cry to him. Yes. You can cry unto the Lord because he hears your cry. You have a relationship with him. You have a relationship with your Father. He can call you 3 o'clock in the morning. You get up. He says nothing to you. Just sit in his presence. You know his voice. Hey. Hallelujah. When you pray, you've got to have a relationship. You have to know who in your faith is and who is in. Yes, Hallelujah. He welcomes, he beckons us to come and have this relationship with him. Oh, yes, he does. Beckons us to have this wonderful relationship with him. He offers the relationship. That's right. He offers the relationship. What do you think about that? What do you really think about it? How do you cherish your relationship so that you can brag and boast and tell people and you don't give praise of God and you do this to you? You think that's what he wants? He wants us to have compassion for people. He wants us to have love for people. We really need to understand what that word love means. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's your assignment. Seek the scripture. Hallelujah. And understand a clear understanding of what that word means. Mm-hmm. Healer. Mm-hmm. Deliverer. Mm-hmm. That's what he means. He's your healer. He's not your treater. He'll leave that to mankind. he's the healer. Thank you, Lord. Healer. Hallelujah. Comforter. Yes. Woo. Yes, Lord. Your therapist treats. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Just try and see what happens. Just push and stretch yourself. And see. Have a different approach. Approach as one who belongs to God. One that's made in his image and in his likeness. Hallelujah. The one who he gave authority over the works of his hands. The one that he blessed. The one that he, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Woo! His creation, giving him glory, the crown jewel of his creation. Giving him glory and blessing his name and his obedience and love him to do and keep his will, not with your own strength, but your will to do it, but it's through the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. I encourage you to love the Lord. Oh, yes. And there are times that will challenge us. And the next thing we know, we are like, Lord, what happened? Just keep pushing, pushing, pushing. Stretching, stretching, pushing. Pushing, pushing, pushing. Don't give up. Don't give up. There are some places that pushing. We'll talk about it later. But the beauty and the wonder of prayer is having a relationship in God through your voice and God is attentive to you in your request. You belong to God. And when we understand that, and we pray from that perspective. You cherish. You love. Think about how sometimes in your life you figure that no one in the whole wide world loves you. Nobody don't love me. I'm not loving everybody. But if just say that's the truth, there is one who loves you so much, they died for you. Mm-hmm. There is one that opened the door of a relationship that is so profound that there are no words on this earth that it can express it. How so that it can change the love, change your life. That you can walk in places where people have turned their backs on you, and you can walk with power and authority and love. Yeah. And he hears you when you pray. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Right there. Right there. He hears you when you pray. Body rattling with pain. He hears you when you pray. Hallelujah. So I don't know about all that. I know. Have a relationship. It's available. And we do a lot of hitting and missing. But it's available to us with all the power. Yes, it is. Well, you know, it's coming to a close. And we'll revisit this on next Tuesday. I hope I didn't. No, I hope you enjoyed it, because I enjoyed talking with you. And there were many times that I said I was going to invite guests. And prayerfully, I won't speak out of turn. But when the Lord says so, there are a few people that I would like to invite and have them come and visit us. So pray about it with me, that at God's appointed time, he will allow that. I would also invite you to come join us at 674 Mount Zion Road in Jonesboro, Georgia at 11:30. That is our worship service. Again, the address is 674 Mount Zion Road, Gathering the Harvest Gospel Ministry. I will sign out and receive the sweet beat. 674 Mount Zion Road, Jonesboro, Georgia. God bless. Now listen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing, and absolutely positive. Nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Now, my brothers and my sisters, listen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the strength and the power and the confidence that you belong to God, and he paid a price for you because you was worth it to him. There's my God bless. Until Tuesday, have a wonderful week.